Colorado wildlife officials are searching for a black bear that bit a man Saturday night at a campground near Trinidad. The man told officials he was relaxing in a hammock in the Purgatoire River Bottoms campground area when he heard a rustling noise. After turning on his headlamp, he says he saw a bear right next to him. The bear then bit him on his upper right arm once and wandered off. The man received treatment at a hospital for relatively minor injuries. The man said he didn't have food or other items with him that would have attracted the bear. Because the attack targeted a human, Colorado Parks and Wildlife planned to euthanize the animal. The agency says this is the third reported bear attack in Colorado this year. In related news, the city of Boulder will soon require dogs to be on leash, at least during bear foraging season. The City of Boulder's Open Space and Mountain Parks Department is enacting the new seasonal rules starting August 15th. They say this will help prevent dog-bear encounters at a time when bears are most active as they seek food before their winter hibernation. The affected trails include Skunk Canyon up to Mesa Trail, Saddle Rock and Amphitheater Trails, and portions of the Gregory Canyon and Doughty Draw Trails. The rule will be in effect through Wednesday, November 1st. A new law raising the minimum age to purchase a firearm goes into effect today. KGNU's Yvonne Olivas has the details.
Senate Bill 169 raises the gun purchasing age limit to 21. Democratic lawmakers introduced the bill early in the most recent legislative session, and Governor Jared Polis signed it into law in April. The bill was originally intended to ban both the purchase and possession of guns for anyone under 21, but underwent many changes before it passed. If a person under 21 has already purchased a gun previous to the passing of the new law, the possession of the gun is considered lawful. There is also an exception to the bill if a person under 21 is active duty military, involved in shooting sports, or is enrolled in Colorado Parks and Wildlife courses. The organization known as Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is challenging the law in court, arguing it violates an adult's right to purchase and possess guns. The lawsuit remains in its early stages. For KGNU, this is Yvonne Olivas.
Boulder County has announced that plans to build a separate bike path along Diagonal Highway are funded and in the final design stage. KGNU's Emily Cicillo has more.
The announcement that Boulder County is moving forward with plans for a bikeway along Diagonal Highway came just days after a driver killed Magnus White, a 17-year-old competitive cyclist and student in Boulder High. The project to build a separate bike path between Boulder and Longmont has been working its way through various planning stages since 2014. Before the construction for the bikeway begins, there will be a public comment period to take feedback on things such as sidewalks, multi-use paths, crosswalks, bike lanes, and more. The plans include connecting future bus rapid transit stops at 63rd Street, Niwot Road, and Highway 52. Groundbreaking on the new infrastructure is scheduled to begin in the first quarter of next year. For KGNU, I'm Emily Cicillo.
United Airlines has announced plans to purchase just over 100 acres of land near the Denver International Airport. KGNU's Zach Thompson has more.
The $33 million purchase is part of United Airlines' efforts to expand capacity in major airport hubs. The Chicago-based airline indicates the acquisition of 113 acres of land near DIA will help to expand a training center and add 240 new positions to their workforce. United is already the largest private sector employer in Denver with roughly 10,000 employees. For KGNU, I'm Zach Thompson.
Denver's minimum wage will increase again next year as part of an ordinance that City Council passed in 2019. The new hourly minimum wage will be $18.29, up from the current $17.29. For workers that earn at least $3.02 in tips, minimum wage will be $15.27. Denver's ordinance ties minimum wage increases directly to the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. The CPI measures the change in consumer prices based on location, which means when living costs increase in a specific area, so does the minimum wage. And in Boulder County, officials plan to increase the local minimum wage to $15.70 per hour on January 1st of 2024 for unincorporated areas such as Eldora, Gold Hill, Niwot, and El Dorado Springs. The increase is 15% above Colorado's 2023 minimum wage. The increase is intended to address rising costs in Boulder County and help its lowest-paid workers keep up with living expenses. County commissioners are inviting feedback from businesses in upcoming listening sessions. In-state residents who apply to Colorado State University for undergraduate studies no longer need to pay an application fee. As of August 1st, prospective students for the 2024 to 2025 academic year can waive the typical $50 fee when applying to CSU through the Common App. CSU admissions officials say waiving the fee will remove another potential barrier to student enrollment. Sunny with increasing clouds along the Front Range today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. In Boulder, a high near 83 and a low around 55. In Denver, a high near 84 and a low around 57. In Fort Collins, a high near 83 and a low around 53. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.